New reports just released indicate that Western Cook Inlet's Chewitna River drainage salmon streams will be ruined if a proposed coal mine project is approved. Delaware-based Pac Rim is moving forward on the strip mining plan pending state permit approval, but fishermen oppose the mine, saying it will harm their livelihood and the environment. APRN's Ellen Lockyer has more.
Pac Rim first started the application process 3 or 4 years ago, but so far the company has not filed a complete application to strip mine coal in the Beluga area, just across the inlet from Anchorage. Russell Kirkham, who manages the state's coal program, says Pac Rim has made significant changes in the original plan. Kirkham would not go on tape for this story, but he says Pac Rim was sent back into the field numerous times to get more surface water and hydrology data. Kirkham says Pac Rim changes in management have further delayed the process, and the state is still waiting for an application to come in. But opponents of the mine, like Lance Trasky, are concerned that permits could be approved as early as this fall, and they are closely examining Pac Rim's plan to dig through 11 miles of salmon streams.
There are several problems with that plan. First off, there is no evidence in the scientific literature that I can find who say that there never has been a salmon stream in a strip mined area that's ever been restored to its former level of productivity. In fact, it may not even be possible to do that.
Trasky is a retired Alaska Fish and Game biologist, now working as a consultant. He's authored a report critical of Pac Rim's salmon stream restoration plan. Under state law, the mine area must be reclaimed after the mine plays out. And Trasky says he's read Pac Rim's reclamation plan and hydrology reports and finds them inadequate. He says coho and Chinook salmon will be affected the most by the mining, but all salmon stocks in the area would be hurt.
They have not looked at the genetic makeup of these salmon stocks in the stream. The problem there is that over time, there's increasing amount of evidence that coho sockeye, like the other salmonids, have adapted to individual salmon streams. They have special adaptations to the conditions in that stream, the flow, the temperatures, and everything else. And if you destroy those runs that use that part of the stream or that stream, they're not likely to be really successful in recolonizing it.
Trasky says mining activity will ruin wetlands that provide nutrients critical to developing salmon.
The uninterrupted flow of shallow groundwater to these streams is critical to salmon survival during the winter, which is the most critical period. And, of course, the strip mining will completely eliminate, you know, all the structure that provides that groundwater stream. And there doesn't appear to be any real easy way to restore that, and there's no evidence that anybody ever has. They really haven't done the kind of groundwater studies necessary to do that. So that's a data gap there that they have.
Trasky's report and two others like it by experts in the field were released this week. The reports were commissioned by the Trustees for Alaska, an environmental law firm which is helping environmental groups like the Cook Inlet Keeper and the Chewitna Citizens Coalition in fighting the coal mine. Trustees for Alaska legal action stalled a plan to mine Chewitna coal 25 years ago. Pac Rim officials reached at their Anchorage offices, chose to reserve comments, saying they had not yet read the reports. Chewitna's low-sulfur coal could provide mine production of 12 million metric tons a year from the 300 million metric ton proven reserves in the area to be strip mined. The primary mining unit would cover about 5,000 acres, and mining would take place for some 25 years. State law requires any company that plans to mine coal to put up a bond covering the entire cost of reclamation should the operator fail to do so. Coal program manager Kirkham says in addition to the state permit, Pac Rim must comply with federal National Environmental Protection Act standards. He says the state permitting process and the environmental impact work required by NEPA can be done concurrently. For APRN, I'm Ellen Lockyer.